Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. Today, I'm delighted to be joined by Tom Lawton, Vice President of ProLiant and CloudLine Systems Product Management at Hewlett-Packard Enterprise. Welcome, Tom.
Thanks, Allison. Good to be here.
So, Tom, I think this is the first time that you've been on Chip Chat. Why don't we just start with an introduction of your background and your current purview of responsibility at HPE?
Certainly. As you mentioned, I'm responsible for the ProLiant and CloudLine servers at HPE. I've been here for a few decades and have been really a part of our enterprise business, servers and storage business. I spent a little bit of time in our client business as well. And I'm just excited about what we're doing with ProLiant servers and CloudLine servers and some of the technologies that we're partnering with Intel on, as well as other industry partners to bring to market.
I've been looking forward to this interview. I know that HPE has been talking about a vision of data-driven computing. Can you tell me what that vision encompasses and how this really reflects the continued evolution of what our joint customers are looking for from their information technology expenditures?
So as we talk about opportunities for new technologies, it's important to look at what our customers are trying to capitalize in terms of their opportunities and the problems that they're trying to solve. And at HPE, one of the things that we see is that the most successful businesses in the future are those that are moving to a model that is edge-centric, cloud-enabled, and data-driven. It's clear to us that the cloud is moving and will continue to move closer to where the data is actually created. And we see this in use cases in healthcare, manufacturing, retail, transportation, you know, a variety of different industries like this where everything is really being connected. And so as the cloud moves closer to the point of data creation, data capture, there's just a massive flood of data that's being created by these variety of different industries every day. And unfortunately, a lot of that data today goes unused, right? It kind of just passes as a transient moment and is lost. And so the vision that we have around data-driven computing is really harnessing that data and putting it to use in the decision-making and direction setting for the world's businesses, right, for our mutual customers.
Tell me about the areas of innovation that are most unique to this particular challenge as Intel releases its second generation of Xeon scalable processors with Intel Optane DC persistent memory.
Yeah, I think if you look at the fundamental capabilities that our customers are looking to take advantage of, cloud computing, artificial intelligence, deep learning, as 5G becomes a reality for the world, you know, and other kind of high-performance networking technologies, these capabilities demand more and more processing capability and new approaches to the way that our systems are designed, the architectures that underlie them, and the technologies that bring new architectures to life. And so things like the second generation Intel scalable processor family that's got new capabilities to address key computational requirements and address kind of some of the workloads around artificial intelligence and deep learning are critical to provide new horsepower to this data-driven vision, this memory-driven computing vision. And then technologies like the Intel Optane DC persistent memory that HPE is partnering with you on to embody into our product offering is key to delivering new levels of system memory capacity and storage performance. Both of these technologies are really core to helping bring this vision to life.
Now, when you talk to customers, what are the key challenges that they're facing with data today in terms of their ability to glean insight from it and utilize it to drive their business forward? And how has HPE looked at infrastructure innovation to address these challenges?
Well, you know, we've been articulating this vision for memory-driven computing for many years and view it as a new approach to compute, which will ultimately power this data-driven future. And so some of the problems that we hear from customers are the data sets are getting so large that they can't economically hold them within their systems. And so they've got to manage data across the hierarchy of memory and storage, which to make it affordable, but in many cases, that's got significant negative performance implications so that they can't actually get the full potential of their data unleashed that they could if they had a much higher performing system that, quite frankly, would fit within their budget. This vision that we've got of memory-driven computing is really about having memory, and more specifically the data itself, at the center of the computing platform. In order to do that, we've got to shift the way that systems are designed, systems are architected today. And so the technologies that we've been working on together are key to making that happen.
So I know that last year, HPE announced that they were part of the Intel hardware beta for Optane DC persistent memory. And you have been working with customers on early POCs and trials. Are there any particular workloads that you've been targeting this new capability for? And can you comment on what your customer experience has been thus far in terms of those early POCs with this new technology enabled?
It's really the workloads that are dependent on being able to have a large data set readily available for processing. So when we talk about big data, or we talk about deep learning, we talk about artificial intelligence, these are workloads that we see customers saying, we can't get what we need out of the existing technologies. And so technology like Intel Optane DC persistent memory changes that equation that allows us to build a much larger capacity of memory to hold the entire data set in memory, or can give us like a caching layer, a high performance storage caching layer between the system memory DRAM and the underlying storage systems. And so the customer's experience with this so far has been when they've been bumping up against a capacity limit in the system and they've been able to deploy the DC persistent memory, it's been similar to generational jumps that we've had at historical points in the industry where memory capacity doubles or quadruples, depending on what's going on at that particular point. And it not only solves the problems of the existing applications that they're looking to solve, it kind of changes the landscape in a way that opens up new development opportunities for completely new workloads or new approaches to workloads. And then we're starting to hear some of that feedback come back that customers are excited about the potential it gives them to do that.
Now, obviously, capacity is one capability in terms of this new technology, but there's also some interesting optimizations we made for security. Can you talk about that and how this relates to a broader view of data security from HPE?
As you know, Allison, HPE's been recognized for delivering the industry's most secure industry standard servers. And as part of that security equation, encryption has become an increasingly important weapon in our customer security arsenal, especially for data at rest in databases and files and applications. And so with Intel Optane DC persistent memory, HPE has tied those security features of encryption into our overall data center security strategy. And so at the end of the day, when companies start utilizing these enormous pools of data, security is so much more critical. And so along with some of the new introductions of the technologies that we've been working on together, we've also released several security enhancements to our ILO server management ecosystem. We've now got the ILO security dashboard that can detect and address security vulnerabilities in existing server configurations. We've got a cool new feature called One Button Secure Erase that really empowers the customer to wipe a server back to the factory settings and eliminate any data that might have been held in non-volatile memory storage in the server. And then finally, we've got what we call server configuration lock, which essentially makes the server tamper-proof from the time it leaves the factory to when the customer actually brings it online. And this is huge for our customers because it gives them the confidence that when a server arrives in their data center, it's exactly the system that we built in our secure factories.
Now, you announced InfoSight for servers in November. Can you tell me about that and how that relates to the broader opportunity with data?
Yeah, we're really excited about InfoSight because many of you may know it's the leading cloud-based systems monitoring and analytics environment. It provides predictive analytics and a set of recommendation engines so that our customers' IT infrastructure can really be operating at peak performance 24/7. It grew out of our Nimble storage product line. It's an amazing system. It takes millions of sensor measurements every second from within each of the elements of IT infrastructure captures the state of those systems, their subsystems, and even some of the surrounding IT infrastructure, so that all of that can be analyzed. And we've recently introduced that as an extension now to provide analytics for our server products. So what we're now doing is combining kind of that cloud-based analytics engine that was developed with our Nimble storage systems with the health and performance monitoring of the HPE Active Health system that's part of our server products and the HPE ILO management infrastructure. And so when we take those three elements and combine them together, we get our environmental monitoring system that's got the ability to do predictive analytics, not just based on what's going on in that system or even just the customer's environment, but integrating the intelligence of IT environments from around the world to be able to bring optimization opportunities and avoid issues in the customer's environment. As we think about some of the implementation of larger systems and larger data sets being held within main system memory that we're talking about here, having this kind of artificial intelligence and cloud-based learning in place becomes even more critical to make sure that our customer systems are running not just flawlessly, but really at optimal peak performance around the clock.
Tom, it's been a fantastic interview. Thank you so much for the time today. One final question for you. Where can folks go to engage the HPE team, learn about the latest HPE solutions, and talk to you about POCs and deployments of the latest HPE technology?
For information on the web, if you go to hpe.com/info/insert your topic here. So insert persistent memory, insert InfoSight. And then to get hands-on, I encourage you to reach out to your channel partner or directly to your HPE sales team.
Thank you so much for being on the show today. It's been a real pleasure.
Thank you, Allison. Enjoyed it.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.